In the Somali neighborhood of East Lee, in the eastern suburbs of Nairobi, two businessmen have launched a Somali film production company called East Lee Wood. Ahmed Sharif, one of the founders, hopes to change people's impressions of Somali society.
And what has been dominant in the mass media outside was an image that started, an image that represents a people that are violent, a people that are actually extremists, people who are starving to death and all that. Now, with East Lee Wood, what we want to show is the other side of the story.
East Lee Wood aims to fill in the gaps by depicting the everyday lives of Somalis, mainly of those living in the diaspora. Hassan Abdul, an East Lee Wood actor, fled his Somali hometown of Kismayu in 2003. Still under the control of Al-Shabaab militants, residents of Kismayu are forbidden from listening to music or watching movies. Now in Nairobi, Hassan is free to pursue his career as an actor and singer.
We were trying to make movies, Somali movies, about talking about love, talking about cultural, Somali culture, talking about even the reality.
Love is Blind, a film currently in production, tells the story of a blind girl living in East Lee who was courted by three different men. It illustrates key themes in the lives of the diaspora, such as the vital financial remittances sent from the U.S. and Europe that support many in East Lee. With limited funding, almost everyone who works on the film is a volunteer. The production sets are often crew members' homes and the actresses double as singers. Though East Lee Wood is not turning a profit yet, many see opportunity in Somali language programming. The audience is global. In Somalia's two decades of statelessness, millions have fled the country and settled abroad. There are now more Somalis living outside Somalia than within. Iman Buran, the chairman of East Lee Wood, knows this well.
My mom, actually, I miss my mom. She lives in Los Angeles, California, Los Angeles. My brother also lives in California. Other brother lives in UK. My youngest brother, he lives in actual Lahore, Pakistan. So you see the way we are global. That's why I said actually a global. I'm targeting a global Somali community.
Four films are currently in production. When complete, they will broadcast on two Somali satellite television stations reaching Somalis from Mogadishu to Minneapolis. Somalia is a place that is largely captured by images of war and famine. East Lee Wood hopes to show something markedly different, that there is great diversity in the Somali people and their stories, no matter where they are living now. Rupa Goganeni for VOA News, Nairobi.